transition has a way of slapping the taste out of your mouth and making you question, why did I even follow God? This is Pastor Courtney from The Collective, and this is going to be another brilliant conversation on the topic of transition. I mean, transition is vital to what we're walking to and where we're headed to. Do me a favor, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe right now because you want to stay up to the minute on this entire conversation, and don't be afraid to share it with a friend. Transition is a normal part of life, and if we don't embrace it, it will overtake us, overshadow us, and run over us. Now, we're talking about this idea of liminal spaces, not to be confused with limited spaces. Liminal spaces are something that you already understand. It's that front door that you walk in, then there's that hallway, and you walk into another room. The hallway happens to be the place that we end up in life in many moments, and it's called liminal spaces. When you're dealing with the liminal space, you have to realize that transition is not just a passageway, but it's literally a sacred space where God refines us. I've been refined in moments of transition. It's in those moments of transition where I get to innovate and I get to renovate my life. Here's the reason why that's so important. You need some innovation to become who you're called to be for the next door you're going to walk through. But that requires renovation at this season. That means you're going to have to knock down some walls that you are naturally comfortable with. You're going to have to let the sun in. You're going to have to expose that other room. You're going to have to expose what's been hiding in the secret place of that wall passage. What's hidden in there? Can you imagine doing renovation on a home that you just purchased or that's been assigned to you? And you start knocking down walls, and you may find some type of infestation, or if you're lucky, you may find a lot of money. Can you imagine that? Somebody hit some money. There's literally gold on the inside of the walls that you've been craving to keep erected, but God wants to tear them down so that way you can survive in this liminal space. So transition is not just a passage, it's literally a sacred space. Here's where God challenges our norms, and he reveals my truest identity. Now, he wants to reveal me as a son of his, but there are moments when I stand in that moment, not as a son, as a slave. I know what you're thinking. Pastor Courtney, I've heard you talk about this. I feel like this. Conversations are best when they're reheated like good food. Have you ever had comfort food reheated? I mean, it's literally better the second time you encounter it, the second time you warm it up. I want to warm up the comfort food of conversation today. Because I can't take a chance on you getting stuck in the middle of transition. Our church is in the middle of transition right now. We're waiting to start the process of building out this beautiful location and campus we're calling 1422. Shout out to 1422. We're carving it out, but we're right smack in the middle of this liminal space. Transition, often marked by liminal spaces, confronts us with the tension between what was and what is to come. We have to explore the significance of this, the in-between moments, how we journey from one place to the next, how we carry grace from one place to the next, how we carry faith from one place to the next. And it's in those moments that we strengthen our core and our resolve and we find our resilience. I want to give you three quick points. You have to recognize your liminal spaces. Understanding the nature of a liminal space that is transformative, that it's a threshold, and it's where God shapes us for his glory. Think about that. This in-between space that you're in is you getting to know God in a way where your life begins to look like his glory. I've been using Moses and the children of Israel as a case study in this. the whole time in the wilderness, it wasn't about them just going to the promised land. It was about them getting the old season out of them. There are some moments that you're standing in walking to the future that you literally have to get Egypt out of your system. You have to get the slave mindset out of your system. You have to get the old schedule out of your system, the old vernacular out of your system. And God has a way of maximizing these liminal hallway spaces to make sure that he gets glory out of our life by showing us our true identity. So we have to recognize our liminal spaces. Are you in a liminal space right now? Are you in the space that's called an in-between? Are you in the middle of evolving your thought pattern? Are you changing the double-mindedness of what you've been holding on to? And here's the tension for me, is that it is possible for me to be double-minded and feel like I'm anchored in the Lord, because that is the trick of the enemy that he wants me to hold on to. Courtney, this says comfort. This must be God. I know that Jesus came to disrupt a lot of my comfort. In order for me to walk in kingdom, he has to disrupt it. So I have to recognize my liminal spaces. The other thing I have to do is resist stagnation. Stagnation is an easy place to be. I have to avoid the temptation to remain stuck in transition. How do I do that? I embrace change and I trust in God's guidance. How do I trust in his guidance? I'm listening for his voice. I'm allowing Holy Spirit to confront me. Now, I have tremendous brothers in the Lord and tremendous brothers who are around me. I have mentors, and I allow them to confront my personal spaces. I had one of my brothers contact me the other day, and I think he was locked and loaded. I think when he said hello, it was just a formality. I think the real reason that he called me was to confront my comfortable space, to say, Courtney, if you sit here too long, you will find yourself comfortable but not complete. And I realized, God, in order for me to get to the full completion that Jesus died for me to get to, he has to confront me in the middle of transition, where it's time for innovation and renovation. Am I trusting God's guidance in this moment? That's the real question. That's what I want to know. So I have to recognize that liminal space. I have to resist the stagnation of it mentally, emotionally, financially, relationship-wise. I have to resist relationship stagnation. The third thing I have to do is respond with grace. Guys, you can't imagine how much grace it takes to evolve, to renovate, and to innovate in the middle of a liminal space. I'm right now practicing so much grace every day that I wake up and check my email. I'm saying, is there any more movement? Are we zoned? What are we? Are we moving forward? And every day I hear the Lord saying, while I'm working out those details on the backside of this thing, I need to work out the details in you, Courtney. I hear him saying, I need to work out the details in collective. Maybe you don't go to collective. Maybe you're listening to this for the first time. God is trying to work out some unique details inside of you that will hold you up from fully walking in the doorway of your next. This season is not just a moment of transition. You're in the middle of a destiny pivot. How will you manage your destiny pivot? I have five quick statements that I want to throw at you really quick. Liminal spaces are not roadblocks, but gateways to growth. Transition spaces are not roadblocks, but gateways to growth. Uncertainty doesn't mean that there's a roadblock. It's a gateway to growth, refining us as we journey from glory to glory. One of the podcasts, I said that it's the two that gets us in trouble, from glory to glory. Sometimes that glory to glory, for some people, it looks like you're Sunday to Sunday. I hope it's not for everyone, because you need to spend time with the Lord every day. But what do you do in those in-between spaces where the two is? That is your transition or your liminal space right there. And liminal spaces are not roadblocks, but they're gateways to growth. The version of you that exited the last door is not the same version of you that can walk into the next door. The same emotional you that walked out of the last season cannot walk into this next season. It's in this liminal space where you find quality health as you allow the season to confront your comfort zone. And what I've discovered is that there are moments for me where my comfort literally is an idol. Oh, that hurt. What a confession. I'm telling you, that's not easy, because I like what I like and I like my comfort. And my comfort sometimes stands in the way of me making my destiny pivot, because my comfort and my predictability is the complete opposite of faith. I have to confront it. I have to confront it emotionally and mentally. Let me give you another statement. Stagnation and transition breeds spiritual atrophy. You have to move around. You have to move. And let me tell you this. Don't just move around. You got to move closer. You have to move closer to people that are making destiny pivots with you. If they're moving in that direction, you have to go in that direction. If there are things that you need to show up at, you got to be there. If there are events that you're supposed to be at, you have to be there. We have to realize in this liminal space that we can no longer tread on the highway or the coattail of our feelings, because our feelings are simply an indicator and not a dictator. Stagnation and transition breeds spiritual atrophy, while embracing change leads to divine transformation. That's what you want. Divine transformation. You have to pause and pray, Lord, help me to become divinely who you want me to be for this destiny pivot, and confront everything and anything inside of me, including my comfort zone and my idols, the big and the small ones that keep me from making the destiny pivot of my future. Let me give you this other one. In the liminal space, discomfort becomes our canvas for creativity, and uncertainty becomes the soil for faith to flourish. There's a creativity that jumps off the canvas of your discomfort. It's where you discover how to be resourceful. It's where you begin to lean on other currencies. Maybe your currency has been money. Maybe now you lean on the currency of relationship, the currency of healthy emotions, the currency of a healthier mental state. But there's a different currency that is time for you to start leaning on, that is going to require you to embrace the discomfort of this liminal space, this in-between, this hallway between the door of the last season and the door of the next season. And this is your destiny pivot. Here's another statement. God's grace empowers us to navigate transition with courage, resilience, and a steadfast trust in His unfailing love. His love literally will never fail us. His love was all over the children of Israel. In the middle of the wilderness, He was just loving them and loving them. And here's what He was trying to get them to: walk with courage, be resilient, and be steadfast. What is God trying to navigate into you and show you to yourself? He's trying to show you that there's courage on the inside, there's resilience, and there's a steadfast trust that's anchored in His unfailing love. Last statement. In the liminal space, we shed the shackles of our past and embrace the fullness of our identity as beloved children of God. In transition spaces, it can often look like a wilderness. And it's in that wilderness where you have to quiet the whispers of past victories and trust the whispers of a new day to come that's written in glory, etched in victory, and full of the harmony of the Holy Ghost. How do you do that? I'm willing to shed the shackles of my past. There are moments when past victories can become current shackles. Past victories can become current shackles because I was so well adjusted to how God did it in my past that if He doesn't show up like that again to match my comfort, that I want to stiff arm Him and say, I got it from here. And that type of thinking is not productive for my future. Hey, embrace the change that you're in, because you're in the middle of change. Stay grounded in prayer and meditate on the word. Fight for community. Fight to stay connected to community. It's in transition, in liminal spaces, where the enemy wants to isolate you and insulate you and lead you down the road of negative thinking and negative conversations and negative agreements. Practice gratitude in this moment and continue to evaluate your response to transition and your response to liminal spaces. Psalm 23 and 4, it assures us of this. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hey, it's been a blast that you've been hanging out with me today. I pray that this conversation on transition has blessed you to no end. Liminal spaces are important, and you're going to see the victory over it. Stand with God, stay resilient, and fight with courage. Do me a favor, check your grace at the door, watch your conversations, and don't let the enemy win. Why? Because you're called to make a destiny pivot. My name is Pastor Courtney. You've been hanging out with me today. I pastor the Collective Church, and I want you to subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend because this conversation is vital. Let's pray. Father, you've met us in the middle of transition. We're standing here ready to make a destiny pivot. We're not going to drop the ball because we're leaning in on you, Father. We give you our ears. We give you our heart. We give you our conversations. We give you our perspective. Do something with those things that blow our mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, have an amazing day. Bye.